Welcome to the Bison Bite, the podcast where we explore instructional strategies, edtech innovations, and everything Woodbury educators need to know to make a real impact in the classroom. We're excited to have you with us today. Whether you're tuning in on your morning commute or catching us between classes, we've got insights, strategies, and maybe even a little fun along the way. And now here are your hosts, the Woodbury City Public Schools, Office of Curriculum and Instruction Team.
So here we are.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome in. Super excited for this project to kick off. This has been a few weeks in the making, and honestly, it's something I've been super excited about. My name is Rich Abram, and I'm an instructional coach here at Woodbury City Public Schools. And I'm super thrilled to be starting this podcast as an outlet to give information to our teachers and just provide a space for some of the most incredible experts I've ever worked with to share their knowledge. So to start, I want to go around the room, introduce who we have here, and have just the opportunity for us to get you all to know each other a little better. So,
good morning. Hey, this is Toby Reilly, and I am the pre-K to 5 supervisor of curriculum and instruction here in Woodbury. And I, like Rich, am very excited for this new thing that we're up to.
As am I.
And my name is Abigail Massey, and I am an elementary instructional coach. I'm kind of Rich's elementary counterpart, and I'm also excited. I'm a big podcast listener, so now I get to kind of be on the other side of the table, which I'm excited about as well.
I'm Kelly Cagle, District Library Media Specialist for Woodbury. I'm really excited because I feel like I'm going to learn a lot from you guys while I'm here and hopefully can provide something to give everybody also.
And I am Trina Wooster. I am the Supervisor of Curriculum Instruction here at the 6 to 12 building in Woodbury City Public Schools. I'm super excited to be able to offer on-the-go PD for our teachers. We're all super busy, so to have this opportunity to share all our knowledge with everyone in a way that they can access it when it's best for them is something I'm looking forward to.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Welcome in. So we want to get started. Today's episode is just super light, fun, just us engaging and telling you all a little bit more about who we are and what we bring to education. And so I kind of want to kick us off with an opening question around just how your professional journey has led you to where you are today.
All right. I'll start because I am lucky enough to have been in Woodbury for my entire career. So I started as an instructional assistant, actually up at the high school for a brief time. Then I moved down to elementary world and was a resource center teacher for a few years, then landed in a second grade classroom for quite a few years. And now this is my second year being the instructional coach at the elementary level. So I've kind of grown up here. I'm still growing up. But anytime that I run into someone just starting out in the field who, you know, lands at Woodbury, I say this is such a lucky place to kind of start your career, get your footing, meet your mentors. And I do mean plural because there's just so many people around that have a lot of expertise and support and encouragement. But yes, being lucky to kind of be here for my entire path so far, and hopefully they'll keep me for as long as I'm willing. But yeah, so I think that's something that kind of makes me unique. And I know I share that with quite a few people here. I'm sure you'll even hear the number of years as we go around the table.
This is only my second year in any type of educational situation for public schools. I ran a restaurant for about 10 years.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
And then I did front of the house and all banquet coordinator. So I was in charge of all of the events and everything that happened there. And then I helped run the golf course part of it for girls and things like that. And I still work there once a week, just bartending or waiting tables. And then I worked at the Goddard School for about 6 years.
Oh, my kids went there.
Yeah, it's a good school. And I was the 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds teacher for a few years. And then I was a director for a few years. And then halfway through that, I was like, this isn't what I want to do. Decided to go back to school. And then kind of got lucky that the position opened up here right when I graduated and was given the chance to come in with, like, no experience. So it's been a really great learning curve for me, But I also think the same thing with like the restaurant business. I always like to hire the waitresses that came in that didn't have any experience because you could kind of like mold them where you wanted. So I think it helps me too that I'm just like, well, what do you need? I'm not basing it off of any other experience that I have from other teachers or other schools. So
yeah,
I enjoy that.
I do feel like you would never know. Like you've come into our world and have just, you know, offered so many things already. So I would never know that this was your first true public school experience.
I did theater as a kid too. So
there we go.
I was going to say that exact same thing though. Yeah. You don't act like this is your second year and your wealth of knowledge has been incredible. So
yeah, probably some of that is just because you have so much life experience that you're bringing to the table. That's interesting.
Yeah.
So this is Toby, and I have been in Woodbury. This is my 26th year. I know I look 26, so how's that possible? But it's true. So I started out as an instructional assistant my first year. Then I moved to being a sixth grade teacher. I was in the annex, taught for about 10 years there. Loved it, every minute of it. And then an opportunity popped up for me to be an instructional coach down in the elementary world, and math was kind of where my heart was, and the position was for a math coach. So I jumped at that opportunity, and I've been in elementary ever since. Love it. I was coach for about 10 years and then became the supervisor of curriculum and instruction down in elementary world. I think I am one of the luckiest people in the district in that not only do I love where I work, I mean, I drive an hour every day to get here, so that tells you how much I just love being here. But also, I work with such amazing people, and I get to get in their classrooms. Most people don't get to get in each other's classrooms, and I have the opportunity to be in people's classrooms all the time and learn from every one of you that I get in. And I always leave with like a new tidbit that I can pass on to someone else. So I just love it. And I think we have a great curriculum team. We have a lot of fun together. Hopefully you guys will enjoy listening to us. Woo-hoo.
So similar to Toby and Abigail, I have started my journey here in Woodbury as an instructional assistant. My first 5 years teaching, I was in five different classrooms. So that a lot of people look at me and say, you know, what made you stay? And it really was just the people here. I feel like in Woodbury, we're a big family, and that helped me grow as an educator as well. So I started out once I became a full-time teacher in fourth grade at a West End, and then moved over to Evergreen for third grade, up to fifth grade, up to seventh grade, back down to fifth grade. So I feel like that gave me a lot of opportunities to grow from a various amount of educators here in Woodbury. So that really helped me, you know, get off to the right start. From there, I actually 2 years in fifth grade said I'm ready for a change, which the principal at the time thought was hilarious because it was the first time I was in the same classroom for 2 years in a row. And I went down to fourth grade over at Evergreen, and I spent the next 4 years there. And then a position became open for an instructional coach in the 6 to 12 building. I was very anxious taking that position because I had only taught up at that grade level for 1 year, but they welcomed me with open arms. I've learned a lot through being in that position and getting into classrooms and working really closely with the teachers. And now this is my second year as a supervisor. And like Toby, like you said, I really love the opportunity to be able to get into classrooms and still be a coach as a supervisor. I love that people still lean on me in that role. It is sometimes hard in districts to go from a teacher role into an administrative role, but I feel like here in Woodbury, because like I said, we have that family feel, we can give that tough love and have critical conversations, but then the next day go out to lunch or, you know, hang out on the weekends. So I feel like there's that tough love we give, but it's always well received.
So my journey is a little different. I have not been in Woodbury my whole professional career. Mm-hmm. I actually spent 10 years in Camden teaching high school math, which was an experience, to say the least. I think it was as challenging yet rewarding as, you know, you would expect it to be. And then right in the middle of the pandemic, 2020, actually the fall of 2020, our director of curriculum now gave me a call and said, hey, I got a spot for you. And knew nothing about what an instructional coach did and was a little hesitant, but also knew that I wanted to get out of the classroom and have a little bit more impact in the larger school community. So jumped on the interview and I apparently did well, I guess, well enough.
You were all right.
And yeah, that was great. And so started here in Woodbury in the winter of 2021. And that was just different, right?
Yeah, like, we met on a Zoom call.
Meeting. And so I came from a really small school. The school that I was at in Camden was only, I think there was like 25, 30 staff members. One of them was my wife, right? Like, so like you talk about really knowing the people that you were with. And then I came here and the staff size quadrupled, right? Mm-hmm. Four times, five times as many people. And then I'm learning everybody's face with a mask.
Hmm.
And it was super challenging, right? To learn everyone's names and like their eyes only. Mm-hmm.
Not and we really we weren't even here full day at that point, right? Weren't we?
Yeah, half day. Yeah,
half day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we all just met like whenever we talked. I didn't see you all except on a Zoom for like months.
Correct. Yeah. For my first 3 months. I mean, at the time, Trina was still an instructional coach.
Right.
And for the first 8 weeks, we didn't talk once. Mm-mm. I mean, she didn't reach out. She didn't say hi. She didn't welcome me. Not once.
Nope, nothing. Nothing. I was you know, stone cold.
Typical Trina.
Yeah. You know. Sounds just like me.
But in the time since, I've really enjoyed having the flexibility and the freedom to do projects like this. I think this is one of the things that like excites me about coming to work every day, is that kind of our team has the freedom to be a little different in our approach to getting information to staff and doing things like this and like Woo Camp and like some of our other big initiatives throughout the course of the year. So it's been an amazing ride so far, and I'm super appreciative to be a part of this team. Just because of the fun that we have. So I hope that comes across to you really well.
Yeah.
So, well, thank you for that. I appreciate everyone taking a moment to dive into their professional careers, but I think now I want to shift gears with the second question that I want to ask. And let's talk about just specifically and a way to get to kind of know us. If you weren't in education, what would your dream job be? And Toby, I know you want to kick this off, cause I think you have one of the best answers anybody would give.
I mean, clearly, if you know me, you know that it's FBI agent. I mean, I feel like that's fairly obvious, except for the whole like getting shot at. That was the part that kept me away. No, seriously, like love all that kind of CSI investigative. Yeah. I read detective novels. I watch like all that kind of Law and Order was like my favorite show.
I was just going to say the next Olivia Benson. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I don't really do SVU because it kind of upsets me in a way that. So I just watch regular Law and Order.
Okay.
People get murdered. Right. It's like a little bit easier to take.
A little bit lighter.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
See, you got me. You got me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I just feel like it would be so interesting to be able to just, and if you want to know anything about anybody, I can do some internet sleuthing like nobody's business. So,
good to know. Good to know.
Yeah.
Do you think about your moral code? Because I've always wanted to be like a detective or something like that too. But like, I'm too honest, and I know that sounds like it's opposite, but like I feel like everything's so.
Yeah, no, I'm super
little
sneaky.
Size.
Do you remember what they did at Woo Camp? They stole the bison. Yeah. They broke in here.
I would 100% be left gone. Yeah. Like I'm not able to do that.
I get it. Yeah, I think I'd be great at it. I'd be able to be like, listen, Kelly.
And meanwhile, I'm the person that's like, don't tell anybody, don't tell me if you've done anything illegal, because I am turning you in.
Also good to know.
Yeah.
I was just going to say.
Well, that's good, because when I'm an FBI agent after retirement of this job, I'll come to Kelly and be like, who did it? And you'll just tell me.
I will absolutely tell you.
I will have the easiest. They'll be like, Toby, how are you so good at your job? I'm like, I don't know. Just
I'm not helping you hide a body. I'm not doing any of that. Yeah. You were going to prison,
you're not
me.
The friend to call for like an alibi. No. Got you. No. All
right. Good to know.
Yeah. So yeah, I would be an FBI agent. I think that sounds, I also think it's so different than what we do, but also a little bit similar, because you kind of have to get to know people and build relationships and stuff. But just so different, the day-to-day, than what we already do. Yeah. Anybody have anything?
I wanted to do, for one semester, I went for anthropology and archaeology.
Oh,
I wanted to just dig in the desert and learn about other cultures and where they came from and how they developed and things like that. But like, in order to get a job in that profession, to like lead up to it, you kind of already have to have some sort of background. Yeah. So like, I couldn't even get a job at a museum doing something that was going to let me learn more about it. So I was like, never mind. We're just going to go.
Yeah. All right.
Digging in the desert sounds great until you're 4 days into digging in the desert. Like, I can just imagine being like, I'm done. We didn't find anything for 4 days.
And I hate the heat. Like, you come in the library, it's cold. I hate the heat. Oh, no. But I just want to be in the desert digging things up.
Yeah. When I was in sixth grade, my sixth grade teacher, we learned about Egypt. And I thought archaeology sounded amazing. And then you like visit with my kids, the dinosaur museum, we call it, which is the Academy of Natural Sciences.
Yes.
And they have this little area. And I'm like, all right, let's go. Come on, stop the brushing. Let's go. There's there's no bones. So I don't think I would have been good at it. Yeah.
We should try it out. The new fossil museum is open in
Edelman
Museum in Rowan this summer. This next month, I think it opens.
Yeah, yeah. I want to check that out.
You said that's new?
Yeah, it's been going on for a while. So the paleontologist who discovered one of the dinosaurs in that area and everything like that, not in that area, but he's in charge of it, whatever. He was in the last Jurassic Park movie because his dinosaur that he discovered, and he was working at Rowan and all of this. So he's local.
Oh, pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I think my job, I would say, comes from the little girl in me who loved to be backup dancers when my friends were singing.
Nice.
So if I could just be a backup dancer, or if I really had a talent, I would love to be able to sing. That's like, I know I can't sing.
Get a little clip of it?
Absolutely not. But maybe I'll show you some moves later. You know, I did do that role pretty good in our
group. Yeah, you did.
But yeah, I think if I could just be, you know, professional dancer would be something that I would love to do. Backup dancer.
Show. Yeah. I'm saying you can dance.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, we got it.
Let's take it on the road.
I think I probably would choose to be a bakery or a coffee shop owner. Mm. Most likely because I just like the vibe. It's pretty calm, pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like the hours. That's one thing I'm not crazy about, because I feel like I'd be up in the middle of the night and, you know, baking and getting ready for the even before the sun rises. So I'm not sure about that.
Maybe you could be like on a college campus where those kids don't roll out of bed for coffee till like noon.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah, and they need it till like later. So yeah.
All right. There so I just have to choose my audience wisely, I guess. Okay. All right. Rich?
I could see you guys real quick. Yeah. I could see your whole family getting into that. Like Paul and everything. Like, I feel like that.
We love our coffee. Yeah. We love our baked goods. I mean, yesterday he was baking sourdough sticky buns.
Ooh. Oh,
just out, I know, it. Right? Just on a random Monday.
I made some sourdough, but no sticky buns.
No sticky buns?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It's not in a microwave. Send me the recipe. I'm not making it.
If it's not in the microwave, oh, yeah, this wasn't.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
Abigail's like, oh, Kelly.
That's okay.
Totally viewing her differently now.
Sorry.
What about you, Rich?
All right, so it's nerdy, and I'll own it, but I still want to be a Disney Imagineer.
Ooh.
I want to work for the most incredible company in the world.
You'd be so good at that.
Yeah, you really would.
I want to build rides, attractions, something.
I could see that. Yeah.
Super detailed, super fun, tells a story, and like just like gives you that wow Disney moment.
Yeah.
I feel like I've experienced that so much in my life that like I'm like, yeah, I can. I'm more of an expert in that than I am in education. Like,
stop.
Let's go make that happen.
Wait, how many times have you been to Disney? Can you count?
No, it's north
really?
Of 30. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And cruises, not just the actual Disney. You've been on cruises and everything
cruises,
too, right?
Yeah, the whole thing. We're
I've been
all
three
Disney
times.
Projects.
Three times.
Yeah, I could count.
It was like one and a half.
I've been
one
twice.
A half time.
Wow. I was not impressed.
Put a foot
there's
in
too
and
many
left.
People for me.
Yeah. Like a half a time.
I was like, this is
but it's the happiest place on earth.
Is it, though? There's a lot of people.
There are. We'll send you to the desert.
All right.
To the desert before I go to Disney again.
All right. Not a people-y kind of vibe. All right.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it would be an amazing job.
Very
and
cool.
I'm not thrilled with the direction they're going. So they definitely need me to get in there and fix it. Cause
all right.
They're making some decisions. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So that's fun. I appreciate you all doing that. I think I want to do one more question. And I think this one is going to kind of just lead us into the rest of this series and the rest of this podcast. And I want to know, and I'll start, but I want to know what you're most excited about for this podcast. And I think for me, this podcast, like I said, kind of in the intro, I work with an amazing team. And a lot of times, obviously the things that we put out, the presentations we do, WooCamp, it's received well, and there's a lot of gratitude and a lot of great knowledge that's shared. But I don't think people really get the full scope of what goes into it and how much expertise is in the room when we have those meetings. And this podcast is going to give my team, who I'm super proud of and super proud to be a part of, the opportunity to just share, right? Like, to have all of those conversations where we're sitting in a meeting and yes, we're being super productive, but we're also having 9 side conversations that are equally productive. It's such organized chaos that I love that. And so I'm super excited to share that with the Woodbury community and allow people to kind of peek a little behind a curtain and see how much, you know, we really can help them become better educators.
Yeah, it's super fun.
Yeah, that is so true, though. I feel like there are so many times where, you know, when we're presenting in front of a group, you kind of have you're following a slide, or there's not many organic conversations happening because you're presenting to 70 people, right? So I think I'm really excited to be able to, obviously, like you said, Rich, have these conversations, but give the teachers the opportunity to get it on their time, right? I think after school, sometimes our brain is not ready to operate, where we're more morning people. So listening on the way into work or on your prep, that flexibility for the teachers to kind of engage with us on their time compared to, you know, being told when they have to participate.
Yeah, I definitely can relate to that because that's my morning commute is my me time. So, you know, yes, there are toys rolling around in my backseat and, you know, we're all busy parents at times, but I think that time for me is the most beneficial. That's when I do turn on a podcast, and to have it just be super relatable and about, you know, things that we are all in the trenches doing and learning about, I think could be really beneficial. So having this as just another form of our communication, just keeping those lines of communication open between us as a curriculum team, as well as the whole Woodbury staff, I think, you know, is going to be really amazing.
I think for me, because I'm not a part of the curriculum staff, it's really helping me help the teachers. Like, the expertise and the information that you guys all have and what I would get here is something that I can then take and expand on to pass along to teachers as well with what I can find in the library. It's almost all I can think of is that Hamilton quote where they're like, be in the room when it happens. Mm-hmm. Like, I just get to be here and hear good it one. And learn from all of you guys and then take it and do what I can with it from there. You're all with the teachers a lot more than I am, so you know what they need. And if I know what they need too, then I can help get those resources in the library or in other spaces that we can get them out and use them more often.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think you all made such good points. For me, podcasts are like kind of how I get my information now, right? Like if my kids are always, when I say something to them, like, do you hear that on a podcast, Mom? And my answer is yes. Yes, I did. health and wellness, recipes, books, financial advice. There's so much information out there. And so I think Abigail mentioned like listening to podcasts in the car. I have a long commute or I sit at track meets for long periods of time. So I typically will pop a podcast on. It just kind of gets my brain working, gives me something to do. But also I just feel like I learned so much. So hopefully along the way of this podcast, you'll kind of learn, you'll kind of want to turn us on, be waiting for our next episode like I do for some of my podcasts. And then you'll walk away feeling like it was entertaining and interesting, but also educational. I find that those are the podcasts that I like the most, where I kind of laugh every once in a while, but also learn something and, you know, walk away with like a nugget of information that I can use very quickly in my life somehow. So hopefully we're that for you.
Well, thank you. Safe yeah. space, the Hamilton quote went right over my head. I have not seen that ever.
What?
Yeah, safe space.
Hold.
Oh my God, neither have I.
I had to put it out there.
I know. I don't know why.
What?
All right. Yeah. We went from.
Plus, and I know
it was
you
not
Disney.
On purpose. Rich, was it on purpose for you?
Not really.
Group outing. It just never happened.
Yeah. Right.
Wait, exactly. I was.
Yeah.
What? It's so fantastic.
I went from judging Kelly for Disney, not liking Disney, to now judging both of you. So there's that.
That's fine.
Maybe, is this going to divide us? Is this podcast going to?
I think it's on Disney Plus, right?
I didn't say
right?
I didn't like Disney. Sure. It's free on Disney Plus, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
It's, all right. It's really good. Homework.
Wait, how long is it?
Probably like 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
you it's
have,
so worth
you
it,
can
though.
Do it in a couple okay. sittings.
Okay, all right.
Or and even you're gonna just wanna pop watch on it. the music and listen to the music in the car. It's okay. It's fun. Have you seen Wicked? I knew it.
Well, now we've got a problem.
I haven't.
That's okay.
But I mean, with Hamilton, spoiler alert, I kind of know what happens, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think. Yeah, most people do.
Well. Yeah.
Constitution.
I've heard of that before. Yeah. All right, Rich, I challenge you to watch Hamilton. What kind of timeline do you need? I feel like I'm going to need a good 2 months.
2 months?
2 months. Rich, I watched it on the way home from work today.
I just said I get my entertainment in my 15-minute commute each day. That's my me time. That's all I got.
Yeah.
That's fine.
All right. So if I just 2 months together.
2 months. We'll while you and Paul are making your bread, you can put on Hamilton.
We'll do a Hamilton day in the library. Everybody can come in.
All right.
All right. Date.
All right. Well, since we have homework, let's go do our homework.
Okay.
But thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to you joining us for future podcasts. Until then, we will see you all soon.
And we're currently looking for some sponsors. Right, Rich? We need somebody to sponsor us?
Sure.
All right.
Give Disney a call.
Okay.